Visitors will be required to pay $5 per person for those 16 and older. Apostle Island's National Lakeshore Superintendent Bob Krumenacker says the fee will pay for increased staffing, porta potties, and medical needs.
The ice caves went viral, that people come from all over the world to see them, and this will basically cover the costs of managing all of those people.
The ice caves drew in 138,000 visitors over 3 months last winter. The Park Service spent more than $451,000 on the ice caves. Krumenacker says part of that is the cost of bringing in staff from other parks.
A lot of that is having rangers out on the ice checking the safety conditions and being available for emergency response.
Park officials saw an average of 21 assists each day due to the cold. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior. The $5 fee will be waived for those 16 and under. Myra Foster is acting superintendent of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. Foster says people also have the option to buy a seasonal pass.
There are so many people that live close to Myers Beach and want to visit more than one time. So there is a $10 permit available at park headquarters.
Foster says the fees help pay for staffing, porta potties, and medical needs at the ice caves.
So we were averaging 21 assists on the ice with people that couldn't go anymore, were cold, and had more serious issues.
Around 138,000 people visited the ice caves. She says they typically see 167,000 people year-round. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.